You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right, like the dude just said. It is Monday, 2.08 PM, and we are here for you, Monday through Fridays, 2 to 5. This show, Right Side Radio, and just honor to have this platform, an honor to be with you. And Ms. Copper is running the board. Good day to you, Ms. Copper.
Good day. Is it really How only Monday?
It's going it by is in a totally, blur. Totally Monday. But did you have a good weekend, I hope?
I did. Got some good rest.
Good. Like gained that extra hour of sleep that they stole from us in the spring? Mm-hmm. Yeah. One day there's going to be legislation that does away with that.
You one of those people?
I'm one of those people. I'm one of those people that's like, give me my hour back. You don't deserve my hour. Why'd you take my hour? I don't get it. All I know is, yeah, it's just man trying to mess with God's stuff, you know. But listen, we got a triple dipper sound effect. Go and get that ready, because I got some things to share. A whole lot happened. I mean, like, dang, a whole lot happened just since the show on Friday. I'm talking major things. We got stories to go through today. Not the least of which, though, is the fact that the courts did intervene initially in the first round of a vaccine mandate lawsuits. I'll talk about that at 3 p.m. with our buddy Matt Clark from the Alabama Center for Law and Liberty. He's also, by the way, preparing some lawsuits himself, which we may get into one or two of those, and I'll let you know more about that when the time comes. Right now, Copper, hit that sound effect.
The Triple Dipper. Three stories you've got to know.
Gotta know. So number one, here's the deal. Bidenomics is running amok, like you didn't know that. Yes, but there's pieces of this that I want to make sure that I unpack for you. Because remember, the goal of this show is you can go have those water cooler conversations with anybody. You know, step right up in the fast food line and have a discussion. But I'm just saying, Bidenomics is running amok, and yet his polling numbers are awful. So how does he keep doubling down, expecting it to get better? Well, we'll unpack that a little bit. Bidenomics running amok. Number two, the court has indeed issued a ruling, temporarily at least, on vaccine mandates. Which part of those? I'll unpack that for you more too. So it's not everything. Like federal contractors, I'll go ahead and just give you the spoiler alert now. It will not affect you yet. I think that could be coming though. And number three, energy and fuel costs are going up, and we don't think the Biden administration cares. I hate to say that. I hate to say somebody doesn't care, because I'm not able to see their minds. I can't read their thoughts, but I can certainly gauge their actions. And when you notice the Secretary of Energy laughing when she's asked about fuel prices, it gives you the sense that they just don't take this real seriously. So all that to say, there's plenty of news, and that triple dipper may even expand out a little bit, because I got a couple of odd stories here and there that I'm going to have to bring up. But I got to just jump into my right side way for the day here, because this morning, and this is so cool, this morning I read an article in the wee hours, all right, somewhere around 5:30 this morning. I was sitting there having my coffee at the house, and this story was about a guy, an Alabama guy, who just became the oldest person to ever complete the entire Appalachian Trail. The whole thing. His name is MJ Eberhardt, and he goes by the nickname Sonny. So old MJ lives at Flag Mountain down near Mount Cheehaw. He's a retired dentist. He says he found his peace and forgiveness in life by spending time with God on the trails. And I mean, like, lots of trails. He goes by the trail nickname of Nimble Wheel Nomad, which I'm sure is taken from Nimble Wheel Gap, which is on the Appalachian Trail up in North Georgia. And Sonny said that his age forced him to scale back a little bit, you understand? He did it with only 8 or so hours a day of hiking at 83 years old. Now, I used to backpack quite a bit. I spent time in the Rockies, along the Southern Appalachian Trail, up in the Smokies. I love the outdoors, but I'll be honest with you, I feel tame by comparison to Sonny Eberhardt. The Appalachian Trail is not a weekend project, you know what I'm saying? And there's some folks are what they call through hikers, meaning they start and they keep going all the way through for one solid, continuous hike. Now, once I did part of the advanced trail up to Springer Mountain, in fact, that was one of my favorite places to go, was the advanced trail from Amicalola Falls up near to Springer Mountain in North Georgia. It's considered to be the southern terminus, the Springer Mountain start part is. the southern terminus of the Appalachian Trail. And it's a solid, that little hike was a solid mountainous 12 miles. And my buddy and I, we got up there and we camped in a trail shelter. And the next morning as we were finishing it up and getting our stuff together and eating breakfast, a dude comes walking up. He's got a pretty impressive beard. He's got good but well-worn gear. And he asked, you know, just kind of being friendly on the trail, he asked where we were from, where did we hike from? And I told him Amicalola Falls, 12 miles down to the southwest. I asked him where he came from. He just smiled and said, Maine. 2,000 miles, 6 months straight through from Mount Katahdin in the state of Maine. It's impressive to say the least, but you know what? In that conversation, none of us were 83 years old like old Sonny Eberhardt from Flag Mountain, Alabama. Sonny is past the point of an earned retirement, and he keeps seeing trails that he wants to spend time on. I'd say that Sonny is intent on finishing strong. And as I read Sonny's story, I couldn't help but think that his attitude ain't bad, you know? I don't know that I'm going to try to convince Charlene to let me take off the next 6 months and try, keyword try, to hike the whole AT. But I do know that as I get frustrated with events in the news or work to find solutions to policy issues or just juggle life, that I find myself thinking that there's a pace that I need to set. I need to set a steady pace. It ain't a sprint. And when the end comes, I want to know that I finished my life, my calling, my relationships, all of them, strong, no regrets. And somewhere in that musing, I found myself remembering another story. I heard it years ago, and I even used to use it as an illustration in Bible studies. It was a 1992, I think it was. Yeah, 92, at the Summer Olympics in Barcelona. And Great Britain's premier sprinter was a guy named Derek Redmond. He was truly world-class. They expected him to get a medal in the games. And during the 400-meter sprint, as he rounded the first bend and came into the straightaway, he suddenly tore his right hamstring. And you can watch the videos. It's still on YouTube. It took him to the ground, and the crowd could see that his face was all contorted in pain. But he stood up, and all the runners had already lapped around and completed the race, and he was out of the medals for sure. But he didn't head to the sidelines. He began to limp forward in his lane, and it became apparent that he was going to try to complete the race. And as you watch the video, and I just saw it again this morning, suddenly there was a commotion from the side of the track, and a large man came pushing past security and out onto the track. It was Derek Redmond's father, who came up. He put an arm around him, and with Derek crying and in pain and disappointment, he helped his son to make it all the way around to the finish line. It was an amazing moment. When he was asked later on why he did it, they asked Derek Redmond, why did you keep limping around the track for a race that you were technically out of? I'm told that Derek Redmond simply replied, my country did not send me here to start a race. They sent me here to finish one. What an attitude. What a great, great attitude. So much is said there if you read between the lines. When finishing first became a non-issue, Derek Redmond still had the mental state that moved him to push through pain and honor those who sent him and finish strong. Now, a lot of you are ready to throw your hands up right now. I get it. I can't say I haven't been there myself a few times lately. Whether it be local, state, or federal policies that just seem like, you know, the little guy is always the one getting shafted. The worker bees, the small business owners, the folks who don't have a government paycheck. There are also those of you who will never be satisfied, and I get that too. Too many of you believe that if public policy is not perfect, at least in your view, that it shouldn't be allowed at all. And I got news. Sometimes you have to settle for the good versus the perfect. But we don't have the luxury of stopping in midstream. If we don't push back now, what will our children and grandchildren have to face? The overreach that we're experiencing now will just be another layer building towards greater encroachments and greater infringements of our liberties unless we stop it cold. Like the World War II paratrooper who told a non-paratrooper during the Battle of Bulge, if you're looking for a safe place, just get behind me. I'm the 82nd Airborne, and this is as far as they go. Now, he was actually a little bit more colorful than that, but this is a family show, and I don't want to repeat something that will get me fined. But we've got to fight now. Take every legal, legislative, political, grassroots, outspoken measure that we can. I'm aware of legal fights that have just begun and some that are about to kick off. I'm aware of active groups of advocates pressing for change and actually being heard. I'm aware of political movements that seemed non-existent just a month ago. And I'm aware that we have a ways to go, but that if we don't take that attitude just described, if we don't decide that we're going to finish the race set before us, that the result will certainly be loss. Now, I don't know Sonny Eberhardt or Derek Redmond personally. I don't even know who that paratrooper from the 82nd Airborne was. But I know people like them. And they look just like you and I. And they are determined that we should finish strong. And we should. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Some amazing stories there. By the way, check it out if you want to. I found the story online. Just look up Sonny Eberhardt, Appalachian Trail. 83 years old. Finishing strong, man. Just finishing strong. And yeah, Derek Redmond, inspiring story. He came there to finish a race, not just to start one. Got to finish strong, folks. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. We will be right back.